Learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of the Baal Loez. This is Shir number 27. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for any of the other Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs, Shimon, and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 52, pasuk 1. Lam natzeach maskil ledavid, for the conductor maskil to David. Pasuk base. Mevo doeg hu adomi v'yaged l'shaul v'yome lo bo David el beis Achimelech. When Doeg the Edomite came and told Shaul and said to him, David has come to the house of Achimelech. David speaks against Doeg the Edomite for having informed on him. He trusts in Hashem that Doeg will suffer his downfall in the end, and that he will be saved. This psalm is called Maskil. It brings enlightenment, for it teaches us about the downfall of the wicked. The Torah also teaches us about the villainy of evil speaking. Doeg knew how to slander in purity, that is, to speak in a way that made people think he was actually saying good things about the other person. Thus he recounted before Shaul all the good that Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, had done for David, about how he gave him bread and even the sword of Goliath. But behold all the terrible consequences of his words. Shaul exterminated the priestly city of Nob. It requires sensitivity and understanding to be able to always to know when talk is forbidden. Maskil of David, whosoever desires to vanquish the evil inclination, let him be enlightened by David. Although continually beset on all sides by troubles, on two occasions Shaul was in his power, yet he refused to harm the anointed of Hashem, as found in Shmuel Aleph. He preferred to risk the persecutions that followed. Similarly, one should be prepared to accept affliction with love, even if it means loving one's persecutors. The Torah does not speak here at length about everything that transpired when Doeg the Edomite informed on David, as this is already narrated in Shmuel Aleph. The double emphasis told, said to him, corresponds to two forms of evil speaking, when the speaker tells the truth and when he adds devouring words and falsehood. Doeg resorted to both forms of intrigue. He related that David had come to the house of Achimelech, which was true, but also added that Achimelech knew David to be a fugitive fleeing from Shaul, which was a lie. David never mentioned this to Achimelech. Accordingly, it says that he told hard things, but Yaged is a severe term, in addition to what he said, Vayomer, a soft term. Some explain that Doeg told Shaul pointedly that David had come to the house of Achimelech. He insinuated that instead of David having come to speak to him in the Beis Hamikdash of Hashem, where Achimelech served as Kohen Gadol, they met secretly in Achimelech's house to set up a conspiracy against Shaul. He was called the Edomite because he lived in the land of Edom. Others say figuratively that he came from across Male Adumim for the apportioning of the land by lot to the tribe of Yehuda and the tribe of Binyamin, as a pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshua. Edom is mentioned as an adjoining region. It is also conveyed that he acted like Edom, Esau. The present psalm was composed prior to the composition of the earlier psalm. However, there is no early and late in the Torah. The chronological order of events does not necessarily match the order in which the corresponding matters appears in the Torah. Pasuk Gimel. Matiz Halil Bero'o Hagibor Chesed El Kol Hayom. Why do you boast of the evil, O mighty man? The loving kindness of Hashem endures all day. David goes on to address Doeg. Why do you boast of the evil, O mighty man? If you are so mighty, why do you praise yourself by the evil you have done? It befits the mighty man to be proud of saving the oppressed from the oppressor, and the poor and the deprived from those who exploit them. Hashem granted him might for just this purpose, as thereby he emulates the Almighty whose loving kindness endures all day. Every moment Hashem acts to save you from your own evil, so why do you boast of your evil, O mighty man? Although Doeg was set over the servants of Shaul, and he was the chief of the herdsmen that belonged to Shaul, he boasted of his evil like a wicked man who boasts of his heart's desire. Our sages explain, why do you boast and glorify yourself, you who are mighty in the Torah? Look to Hashem, whose loving kindness endures all the time to save the oppressed and the persecuted. Why did you perpetuate this evil against Ahimelech? If he had not given me bread, others would have given me bread. Another interpretation says, do not imagine that just because you have used your might to perpetuate evil, you are deserving of praise for merely exercising your might. For to make use of one's might is not like having a craftsman produce a vessel through the exercise of his craftsmanship. Even if the vessel is then used for an evil purpose, he is still called a craftsman on account of the vessel's fine workmanship. But this is not true of might or generosity, which are never praiseworthy unless employed for a commendable purpose. Thus it says, let not the wise man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Hashem who performs loving kindness. Pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. That he understands and knows me means to emulate Hashem, whose loving kindness endures all day. Almighty man is also understood as an expression of scorn. It is unbecoming for a mighty warrior to vanquish his adversary through guile, but in open combat. Similarly, the Medrash says here, David said to him, is it might to see another at the edge of the pit and push him in? David says, why do you boast of your evil, Almighty man, when you know that Hashem has already intervened many times? His loving kindness is all day to save me from peril. I was destitute of everything, had no spear and no sword, and no bread to eat, but Hashem in his kindness brought me deliverance every day. Because of the wrong that he suffered at the hands of others, circumstances were patterned which led to David to becoming great, culminating in his coronation, becoming a king. In the spirit of this, he says, why do you boast of the evil, mighty man, when as a result of this evil, loving kindness on my behalf will be forthcoming all day? Why do you boast of your evil when it is of no avail? Each day Hashem draws forth a thread of grace and loving kindness for my sake. Doeg was a great Torah scholar, and so David challenges him on this score as well. Why do you boast of your evil, you who are a mighty man in Torah learning? The Torah is wholly a teaching of loving kindness. We can thus adduce that one who speaks evil is not saved by his good qualities and attainments. Doeg was chief of the herdsmen, a man of importance, as it says in Shmuel Aleph. Now a man was there, his name was Doeg the Edomite. What is more, he was one of Shaul's servants, who were chosen from among the very best, and he had been assigned to the house of God, the priestly city of Nob, to serve Hashem. According to the Medrash, he was also an Av Beis Din, chief justice. All these qualities notwithstanding, he had no cause for boastfulness before God who performs loving kindness all day. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Avos Takshav Shanecha Kesar Talutosh Osei Remir. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. David addresses the tongue as if it were capable of thought. Your tongue devises destruction, ruin, and evil. Similarly, the Torah says, and led them by the understanding of his hands. Like a sharp razor working deceitfully, this is the image of a man who wants to make a small incision with a sharp razor, but misses and makes a large incision. Your tongue spoke little, but caused much evil. 58 Kohanim priests were killed on account of you, plus women and children. Doeg boasted that he found a justification for killing the Kohanim, the priests of Nob. They were descended from the high priest Eli, and it says, I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. But according to our Chachamim, Hashem only said that he would not forgive their sin if all they did was bring korbanos, sacrifices, and meal offerings. They could, however, atone through Torah study and deeds of loving kindness. Hence David demands, why do you boast of your evil, almighty man, when Hashem's loving kindness is extended towards them and he's ready to forgive them at any time? Another reason evil speaking is likened to a sharp razor is that an incision made by sharp razor is not felt immediately. The pain only comes after a while. Similarly, the slanderer speaking evil against another shows the sweetness of his lips, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei at first, and the evil effects are only felt afterwards. Your tongue like a sharp razor. Doeg was a man of great wisdom and brilliance, and he called the Edomite ruddy, red, for he would make David's face crimson, shame him in matters of halacha. According to David says to him, better had you not been like a sharp razor, but more like a dull razor that does not do so much damage. Better had you not been so great in wisdom, the harm done would not have been so terrible. Pasuk 5. You love evil more than good, falsehood rather than speaking righteousness. Doeg praised David to Shaul, having said, behold, I have seen a son of Yishai, who knows how to play a mighty warrior and a man of war in understanding and comely in person, and Hashem is with him. Our Chachamim explain, however, that the entire pasuk was intended by Doeg to cause mischief by arousing Shaul's jealousy. Shaul was not envious of these things. However, with the exception of Hashem is with him, it means that halachic decision was always in accordance with David's ruling. Hence, David says here, you love evil more than good, falsehood rather than speaking righteousness. You spoke good things about me because you love evil, and you want falsehood to result from your words of righteousness. Your evil is so deeply rooted within you that you never love goodness and truth. You forever love evil and falsehood. Evil talk is thus likened to an arrow. Prior to shooting an arrow, the bow is first drawn closer to oneself. Similarly, one who wants to speak evil of another will first draw that person closer to himself in order later to be able to harm him. Hence, David says, you love evil more than good. The good you did for him was for the purpose of inflicting evil upon him, and by means of the righteousness you intended to perpetuate falsehood. You love evil more than good. Even the good that the wicked man does is intended to result in evil. As our Chachamim had said, the good of the evil is evil to the righteous. Falsehood rather than speaking righteousness forever. In order for others to believe the falsehood that you tell, you speak part of the truth. Similarly, we find the despised dispatched by Moshe, again by reporting the truth. Then they added falsehoods. Pasuk 6. Ohavti kol divrei vola lishon nirma. You love all devouring words, the deceitful tongue. Having accused Doeg of denigrate character traits such as love of evil and falsehood, that he also loved to destroy others through tale-bearing and all-devouring words. By means of a deceitful tongue, you caused the destruction of Achimelech and the extermination of the Kohanim, the priest of Nob. Doeg was present when Achimelech gave bread and the sword of Goliath to David. Had he cautioned him that this would be regarded with disfavor by Shaul, Achimelech would not have done so. Instead, he kept silent in order later to be able to inform on him. You love all devouring words. When Shaul ordered the Kohanim priests of Nob killed, not a man present moved to carry out his command. You alone acted, and you did so with an eager passion. You had welcomed Shaul's deceitful tongue when he said, as one ingratiating himself, hear now, sons of Binyamin, will the son of Yishai give every one of you fields and vineyards? It's a pasuk that's found in Shemuel Aleph. You love all devouring words. Doeg did not report to Shaul the entire conversation between Achimelech and David, only the devouring words, words that enraged. Thus, when David came to Achimelech, who asked in trepidation, why are you alone and no man with you? David had replied, the king had commanded me a business and has said to me that no man know anything of the business. Achimelech then acted as if he did in all innocence under the impression that David had come as an envoy of the king. Indeed, he did not just give him any bread, for he had none, but the consecrated bread. David accepted it because for him it was a life and death emergency. Doeg failed to recount all this, speaking only the devouring words. Pasuk 7. Hashem will likewise break you forever. He will take you up and pluck you out of the tent and root you out of the land of the living. Selah. because you were responsible for the destruction of Ahimelech and the other Kohanim priests, Hashem will likewise break you forever. He will take you up and pluck you out of the tent to leave no trace of you. He will root you out of the land of the living, a reference to the world to come, as it says, I will walk before Hashem in the land of the living. Our Chachamim explained that Hashem dispatched three angels to deal with Doeg. One caused him to forget his Torah learning, one incinerated his soul, and one dispersed his ashes in the houses of study. Thus the Torah says here, Hashem will likewise break you forever to disperse your ashes, even the attribute of Hashem whereby His loving kindness endures all day, will become the attribute of severe judgment against Him. He will take you up and pluck you out of the tent of study to make you forget your learning, root you out of the land of the living forever, for your soul is to be incinerated. For having destroyed the priestly city of Nob, David cursed him that Hashem will likewise break you forever because your tongue devised destruction. He will cut you, and because you uprooted the tents of Nob, He will pluck you out of the tent. For having caused David to flee from the Eretz Yisrael, which is called the land of the living, like we bring as a pasuk that's brought down in Yirmiyahu, He will uproot you out of the land of the living. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8, V'yirut tzadikim v'yirou v'olof yishaku. The righteous will also see and fear and will laugh at him. When the righteous see that you avenge yourself upon Doeg, they will fear you even more. An alternative interpretation says that when those who are not among the righteous will witness what has befallen him, they will become righteous. The righteous will fear when they see Doeg's punishment. They will reflect that if a man of such Torah greatness could fall so low, perhaps they too had been blemished by sin. But then after they will have examined his transgressions, they will rejoice. They will laugh at him and declare, Lo, this is the man who received what he deserved. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Nei hagever lo yosem melekim mo'uzu ha'yiftach v'roi oshroin yo'oz v'avoso. This is the man who did not make Hashem his stronghold, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. What exactly will they all say when they behold the retribution? Lo, this is the man who did not make Hashem his stronghold, but trusted in the abundance of his riches. See to what end came this man who did not fear that Hashem would pay him back for his evil, who did not place his trust in Hashem but in his wealth, who strengthened himself in his wickedness. An alternative interpretation says he continues to rely on the money he hoards. Let us see what the outcome of all this will be for him. When the righteous behold Doeg's downfall, they will say, Behold this man, a great man among great men, known in Yehuda and Israel, whose name was great among the many. See his humiliation in the sight of all. Because he did not make Hashem his stronghold, he trusted in the abundance of his wealth. Because he strengthened himself in his wickedness, his downfall too was awful in its terrible power. Pasuk Yud. Manikazayis ranun bevesu lakim betachti bechesed lakim olam boed. But as for me, I am like a green olive tree in the house of Hashem. I trust in the merciful loving kindness of Hashem forever and forever. The singer declares, But as for me, against whom he informed, I will not be like him. I'm like a green olive tree in the house of Hashem, and his calumny will not succeed to destroy me. I am an evergreen like an olive tree whose leaf does not wither. Although Doeg had been in the house of Hashem, no, in the end he will be uprooted because he slandered me. I will remain green, for I trust in the merciful loving kindness of Hashem forever and ever. Unlike Doeg, who had trust in his wealth, I trust in Hashem's undeviating kindness. Your purpose had been to uproot me from the world, but in the end I will be seated in the house of Hashem. Only the kings of the house of David are permitted to remain seated in the sanctuary. I trust in the merciful loving kindness of Hashem, that my grandeur will also not cease from my descendants. Thus it says, His seed will endure forever, and His throne as the sun before me. Kingship is likened here to olive oil, which is used for anointing kings. Although at the present time I am persecuted, David says, potentially I am truly a green olive tree in the house of Hashem. I am destined for kingship. I trust in the merciful loving kindness of Hashem forever and ever, that I will merit actually to be invested with kingship. But as for me, I'm like a green olive tree in the house of Hashem. The olive is bitter at first and sweet in the end as olive oil. Similarly, my afflictions will end in loving kindness. Even when my life is tranquil, calm as green olive tree, I do not forget that this stems from Hashem's merciful loving kindness extended over my tent. Unlike Doeg, I am like a green olive tree in the house of Hashem. Although he also dwelt for a time in the house of Hashem, his root is planted in the place of defilement, but my roots too are in the house of Hashem. Just as an olive tree is forever green, so I trust in the merciful loving kindness of Hashem forever and ever. The good that I receive stems from the attribute of loving kindness, rather from my good deeds, is thus eternal. I am unlike Doeg also in this. Hashem bestowed good things upon him in order to remove him from the world to come. But I am like a green olive tree whose leaf withers neither in the summer nor in the winter. Just as it stays green throughout the year, so I stay fresh in this world and in the world to come. The reason is that I trusted in the merciful loving kindness of Hashem. I accepted without protest every harsh verdict that Hashem meted out to me, so there is merciful loving kindness in Hashem's judgment of me forever. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Oidcha lo'olam ki osisam rakav eshimcha ki toiv neged chasidechem. I will give you thanks forever because you have done it, and I will wait for your name for its good for your saintly ones. By means of the Holy Spirit, David says, after you have done it, after you will have brought retribution upon Doeg, I will forgive you thanks forever. I will wait for your name. I will then look forward for you to make me like a green olive tree, for it is good to your saintly ones. You always do what is good for them. I will give you thanks forever for the downfall of Doeg, and I will wait for your name, for it is good to your saintly ones. I will become worthy to sit in the house of Hashem like a green olive tree. Another interpretation says, I will give you thanks forever because you have done it. I will give thanks for the past and ask for the future. And I will wait for your name, not because I am deserving, but for the sake of your name. Even though your name is judgment, I will ask for it is good to your saintly ones. If you are benevolent to me, I will give you thanks. But even if I do not merit your good, I will wait for your name, for it is good, and I will thank you always. Chapter 53, Pasuk 1, Namnetzeach al-Mochalas Maskil Adovid, for the conductor upon the Machala Maskil of David. In this psalm, David speaks out against those who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and against those who deny divine providence. He vilifies the ideas and the corruption of the novel, villain and fool. Most psukim of the present psalm already appeared in Psalm 14, which spoke about Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Here David speaks of the evil Titus, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. There is a reason why David composes Psalm and places it here. Between the matter of Doeg, which is the chapter 52, and the matter of the Ziphites, which is chapter 54, both of whom conspired against him. It teaches us that what happened to David will also happen to the entire Jewish people. David aspired to kingship, and his enemies plotted his death, so Hashem paid them back in kind. The same is true of Israel, who are set upon in every generation, marked for destruction. We are vilified for looking forward to the coming of Mashiach, the son of David. The nations tell us that our own sovereign kingship will never come into being, and in the future they will also set forth against the Mashiach himself, but it will not help them. In Psalm 14, the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei Hashem appears for the most part. Here the name Elohim appears. This difference contains many hints. Machlat is the name of a musical instrument. Some say it refers to Klal Yisrael's illness, exile. The earlier psalm was composed upon the first exile to Bavel, and the present psalm is about the second exile following the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. A different interpretation is that it refers to the psychic illness of those who are learned to the Torah. Hence, the word maskil means enlightened, but whose conduct is undesirable because their study had ulterior motives. Thus, Doeg's allegiance to the Torah was only from the lips outward. Pasuk Beis. Omar Novel Beliboy Ein Elikim Hishchisu Vizivu Ovel Ein Oisatov. The villain, the fool, has said in his heart, there is no God. They have dealt corruptly, they have done abominable iniquity, there is none that does good. The villain said, there is no God, Elikim, no judge who dispenses reward and punishment. Therefore they have dealt corruptly, perpetuating abominable iniquity, because the villain is corrupt in his thought. This also leads to denigrate deeds. Literally, he does no good. In Psalm 14, the singer calls Nebuchadnezzar a villain because he did not acknowledge that Hashem had given him dominion over his people and his land. He also demonstrated his ingratitude when he and his servants destroyed excessively through their iniquity and violent plundering more than had been decreed. Even if God's wrath was against Israel in some measure, they helped in a greater measure. In the present Psalm, is an allusion to the evil Titus whose sword pierced the curtain out of the Holy of Holies, Kodesh Kodashim, and drew blood. I've killed myself, he cried out. The Medrash says the wicked are possessed by their hearts, and the righteous possess their hearts. The wicked are possessed by their hearts, as it says, Apostle Chumash Bereishis, the villain had said in his heart, said Esav in his heart, and Yeruvim said in his heart, found in Melachim Aleph. It says, Belibo, in his heart, they inquire of their hearts to tell them. But the righteous possess their hearts, as it says, Nalchana spoke to her heart. It's found in Shmuel Aleph. It says, Alibo, over heart, indicating that the righteous dominate and are in command of the heart. The term novel is also linked to nevelus, carcasses, an allusion to the circuses, amphitheaters, and the pagan temples set up by the Roman Empire over much of the earth. Rav Huna said that it refers to the fact that Rome covered the entire land of Israel with Jewish corpses, as it says, they have given the dead bodies of your servants to be food to the fowls of the heavens. Of the heaven. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Elikim, Mishamayim, Hishkif, Alpnei, Adam, Liros, Hayesh, Maskil, Doirish, Eslikim. Hashem looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any men that understood, that sought after God. Because the previous pasuk speaks of the villain, it might be taught that there was only one such person. The singer therefore says, Hashem looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any men that understood, that sought after God. But he failed to find any. The villain has many associates who think as he does. They do not seek God and do not believe in divine providence. Elikim denotes God as judge. Accordingly, some say that when the villain says there is no God, he denies the existence of God and denies reward and punishment. The truth is that God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any men that understood, that sought after God. He only looks down. He does not bestow reward, since man would then lose his free choice. A subtle interpretation of if there were any that understood, that sought after God, says, is there any man of enlightened understanding who nevertheless does not rely on his understanding, but seeks and ponders whether it, what he understands is in accordance with the will of Hashem? This was characteristic of David, as it says, and David was enlightened in all of his ways, and Hashem was with him. Pasuk is found in Shmuel Aleph. Notwithstanding that he was intelligent in all his ways, he would always strive for Hashem to be with him. That sought after God also means that sought are Torah sages who give instruction in how to live properly. A Chacham tells us that Yerushalayim was destroyed for no other reason than the people abused the Torah scholars in their midst. Had they honored Talmidei Chacham, the people would not have committed all those terrible transgressions which were the direct cause of the destruction. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4, Kulo Sog Yachdov Nelochu Ein Oisei Toiv Ein Gam Echad. Everyone is dross, altogether foul. There is none that does good, not even one. Everyone degenerated, became like dross, turned foul. There is none that does good, not even one. Just as there was not even one among them of enlightened thought, so there was no one of good character traits. The above interpretation is based on the link between the words Sag and Siyog. Please turn tape over to side B.